Can't see if we can put some of the final touches on Birchas HaTorah today and say maybe we'll even be able to move on to the next sugya. So we mentioned, the Gemara tells us in the first Berachah Brachas, there are different models of Birchas HaTorah. There's three different possibilities, or two or three possibilities about the first Brachas, Hashem Kedishan, Baharav, Hashem Bachabanu. And then the Gemara tells us that if all else fails, and you didn't say any of the above, you could still be Yaitz Birchas HaTorah with Ava Rabba. So even though it's not exactly the identical Nusra as Birchas HaTorah, but it's a similar theme, and that's good enough. So Tosfos quotes a comment from the Rishalmi concerning being Yaitzei Birchas HaTorah with Ava Rabba. The Rishalmi says, "Hu deshana awasar." Now, when is that true, that a person could be Yaitzei Birchas HaTorah with Ava Rabba? That's if you learn immediately after Ava Rabba. If you don't learn immediately after Rabba, then it's not going to count. So Tosfos is not sure what to make of that Rishalmi. So Tosfos says you can understand Rishalmi one of two ways. Either you can understand Rishalmi is telling you a general din, always with Birchas HaTorah, who the Shana say you have to learn right away, that it's almost analogous to the model of Birchas HaMitzvahs, that if you make a bracha, then you mafsik before you do any part of the mitzvah, you have to repeat the bracha. Tosfos has a shaila in a few places in Shas about if you make a bracha on a mitzvah, you start the mitzvah, and then you mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah, so can you continue on smach the original bracha? So Tosfos is not sure. Sach b'shchit l'shchit, the person makes a bracha, he shechts an animal, then he stops to talk, then he wants to shecht another animal, so maybe that's not considered to be a hefsik. But if you mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah proper, kuliyam l'pligi, that's considered to be a hefsik. So maybe that's what the Rishalmi means there also, that we're viewing Birchas HaTorah almost through the lens of a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's subject to all the rules of hefsik. Or maybe no, maybe that's not what the Rishalmi means it also. The Yoylam, Birchas HaTorah, doesn't really require an act of Talmud Torah. This is a little bit of a throwback to what we spoke about earlier, where the Birchas HaTorah is really a Birchas HaMitzvah. Especially if you hold the Birchas HaTorah, it's not a formal Birchas HaMitzvah, it's more of a Birchas HaShavach. So then we can understand why hefsik maybe wouldn't pose a problem. So like, Le'olam, I can make Birchas HaTorah in the morning and not learn until another 5 hours from now. So what does the Rishalmi mean that you have to learn right away? Because there, you're not really making Birchas HaTorah. You're really saying Avarabba. Ma'i see davening shacharis. You want to borrow Avarabba. You want to steal Avarabba and double it up and use it for Birchas HaTorah also. So b'mendeva mamurim, that you can make it an Avarabba and transform it into Birchas HaTorah, that's if you make it to Birchas HaTorah. That's if you learn afterwards. But if you just say Avarabba, and you didn't learn afterwards, so Avarabba can't serve as a Birchas HaTorah if it's not learned immediately. But there is no rule that Birchas HaTorah requires to learn afterwards. So that's Tosfos not true. Let's fake the demon, says Tosfos. We don't know whether it's an absolute critical to learn after regular Birchas HaTorah, or maybe that was something unique by Avarabba. So Amnini gives what Machmer that Shaila. That's why we insist that when we recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning, we learn right away. So we say a few psukim, we say Mishnah, we say a couple of divrei Torah, just to patter ourselves according to that suffix in Tosfos. But according to one possibility in Tosfos, it's really unnecessary to do that. So the Beis Yosef, Tzivim Mem Zayin, has a kasha on this Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says that the only time he yates have a rabba is if you learn right away. Says the Beis Yosef, you're always learning right away. You say Krishma afterwards. So Krishma is not a pasuk. Krishma is not a pasuk in Pashas Veschanan. So you're always learning right away. So what does Rishalmi mean that who the Shana that you have to learn immediately? So the Beis Yosef has two answers. So what answer the Beis Yosef says? How come I ask you? The guy didn't say Krishma. So Nafka Bidla did. He said he's davening at the 10:15 minion. He said Krishma earlier. Nafka Bidla didn't know what would happen. But Lu Yitzuya says the Beis Yosef that the guy said Krishma. So we're not going to have a Krishma can double as Talmud Torah. And then the Beis Yosef backpedals. He says no. What the Rishalmi means is that when you finish davening Shema Nesu, you have to learn right away. You can't double Kriyashma. Kriyashma is not going to count. Kriyashma can't suffice for Talmud Torah. Kriyashma luchud, the Talmud Torah luchud. In order to say Birchas HaTorah, in order for something to be chalon and ashamed Talmud Torah for Birchas HaTorah, it has to be said b'teras limud. It can't be done b'teras mitzvah. When you're reading Shema, so you're not being yaitzei Talmud Torah. When you're learning, if you open up Chumash, learn Pashas Veschanan with the Rashi's and the Ramban's and Ebenezer, that's called learning Pashas Shema. When you're saying Shema, that's not called limud Torah, and that wouldn't cover for the purposes of Birchas HaTorah. So a very fascinating insight that Beis Yosef raises about for the purposes of Birchas HaTorah, does it have to be something that's being done as a formal mitzvah, it's limud, or lemaisim saying to b'Torah, and if kamina, that's also considered to be enough for Birchas HaTorah. So that suffix at the Beis Yosef seems to be a throwback to what the Rambam mentions. In Simchat Birchas HaTorah, the Rambam quotes two different opinions about the following shaila. Let's say a person is saying psukim, b'Torah's tefillah, b'Torah's tachanunim. He's saying psukim is not allowed to limit HaTorah. He's not saying slichus. So the Rambam quotes a shaila, say a guy wakes up early in the morning to say slichus. And he didn't say Bichas Torah yet. So can you say Hashem Hashem Karach Machadah? Can you say Hashveinu Hashem Alechu? You're saying Psukim from Tanach. So can you say Psukim without reciting Bichas Torah? So one day in the Rambam says, you know, one day says no. So a different minhagim about this. Most of us do say Bichas Torah. Most of us should say Bichas Torah. There are other communities that are not so machpit to do this. They come, they say Shlichus, then they say Bichas Torah afterwards. So what's the Shailam? So it seems to be the same issue as the Beis Yosef is saying that here. I'm davening the psukim. I'm not learning. If I take out a chumash baski sisa and learn that you're giving me this and the Rashi shita, the Taizu shita, what's that kelracham machadah? I learned the whole shtikul Torah and you're giving me this. This is libra Torah. But the fact that a person, I'm not learning it. I'm just davening it. So that's not called libra Torah for these purposes. So that's the same kind of a shah that the Beis Yosef was raising the gabe kriyishma. So we're not quite sure what the answer to this question is. So we try to be machmer wolens. Namely, if a person is being yaitzei b'chatar with avarava, so they shouldn't just suffice for kriyish, but they should talk to say a few different there later. On the other hand, probably the more correct thing to do is that you shouldn't say psukim before saying b'chatar. We're not really sure about this shah, this latest asofik of the Beis Yosef. We're not sure what the answer to the question is. In order to constitute Tava Torah, does it have to be b'tayras limud, or even if it's being done somehow b'tayras mitzvah, that also constitutes a limud. We're getting a little bit of a yad at the yom. We're close to Purim Kuppim, so we're close to regular Purim also. There's a famous Gemara beginning Maseches Megillah where the Gemara says that the Vatlan Tamatayv Rei Mikra Megillah. The guy's in the middle of learning a Taiz in Yavamas, they close his Gemara, he goes, he has the Megillah. So the Acharei asks Akasha, why is it called Vatlan Tamatayv? Why is that little Torah? I'm going to read the Pesukim of Megillah. So if I would open up Megillah Sesta now instead of learning 10 Parachim Megillah Sesta, would it be Tamatayv? Well, that's not Tam Torah. Just because of the Tanakh is not Tam Torah. Of course, it's Tam Torah. So why does the Gemara use the Lashon Mavat and Tam Torah? So there are many, many different answers given to that. Some Achronim write, very, very scary answer. Some Achronim write that if you're learning a Taisa in Yavamis and you're a Rangatun and you're knocking your head against the wall to figure out Yezi Genzika, and then you turn around and you close the book and you open up and read a nice story about, you know, Achashverosh and Mordechai and Haman, it's very easy reading. It's also a get of Talmud Torah. It's also a get of Bittul Torah. Even though it's Talmud Torah, but it's Bittul Torah clapping what you should be doing. The mitzvah Talmud Torah obligates you to learn as hard as you can all the time. It's a very, very loaded statement. So therefore what? So therefore I shouldn't be Bava Sedra. Therefore I shouldn't be learning Bikias. What exactly does that mean? I'm not sure. But some Achmarim say that. So other Achmarim say, no, Lam Deshavu. Other Achmarim say that if I would open up my Megillah and learn Megillah says that that's Talmud Torah. But I'm coming to shul and I'm hearing Kriyas HaMegillah with Torah's mitzvah. That's not Talmud Torah. That's Kriyas HaMegillah. That's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. It happens to be, I'm using psukim to fulfill it. Let's say LeMoshel, when the Kohanim get up and they duchen in the morning, right? They get up and they duchen. So when they say Yivarech Hashem, that's Talmud Torah. That's not Talmud Torah. They're using psukim in the Chumash. The guy goes does a chalitza. So he reads the pasuk of Pashki Seitz. That's Talmud Torah. That's Talmud Torah. That's using psukim in the Chumash for the purposes of doing your obligations in the Diriyat Torah. So that's the same kind of a shaila that I'm saying Kriya Shema, but there is mitzvah, and that double, so to speak, as Talmud Torah. I'm saying Slichas, is Slichas the Chodah Talmud Torah? The Chodah, do I say no? Anything that's part of Torah, whether I'm doing it for Torah, leave it for Torah's mitzvah, that's all mitzvah, so I'm ashamed of Talmud Torah. Anyway, getting back to that story. So in terms of Bichsa Torah, so we have a few other questions that come up in terms of what constitutes a Mechayef to recite Bichsa Torah. So there is a famous question about whether a person has to recite Talmud Torah if he's just thinking in Divrei Torah. So the Beis Yosef writes that he doesn't think you have to make a Bichas Torah. You don't have to make a Bichas Torah if you're medaber in Divrei Torah. If you're just bahar in Divrei Torah, then you don't have to. So the Vilna Gaon asks on this Beis Yosef, he doesn't understand. He said, would anybody say that you're not yaitzei Talmud Torah, behira alone? You have to say, so you guys are all sitting, no one's talking in the middle of the show. I'm the only guy talking. So you're not yaitzei Talmud Torah? Wait, I'm being motzi or shemek, right? That's a joke. That means you think you're Divrei Torah. So that's also called Talmud Torah. So says the Gro, v'shteit, anyway, you have to say the words of Torah. It's a mitzvah b'dibur. V'agitza b'yom v'laylik, see, because it's possible Yeshua, v'agitza l'agos, means one ne'yom v'laylik, means to think, to meditate, to contemplate the words of Torah. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says he doesn't understand why you shouldn't recite a Bichas Torah on thinking. So what's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? What's the pshat in the Beis Yosef? So the Shulchan Beis Yosef held that of course you yaitzei Talmud Torah with hirur. It's not shaykh to say otherwise. What the Beis Yosef meant was is that we're not going to make brachas on hirur. The Chazal were not misaken brachas unless it's some kind of a maisa, at least chashadibur or something. Because it's a bracha on a machshava, a fleeting machshava b'yalma. So b'chiyai gavno, there are no brachas. Like Mashal about the Beis Yosef himself says this. Nuchas Pesach. He says, why is it that we don't recite a bracha for Bittul Chametz? According to many Rishayim, the Rashi, the Rambam, Bittul Chametz is the real mitzvah deraisa. Everything else that we do before Pesach is derabanan. The real mitzvah deraisa is achmiyam rishon tashbis, so hashbasa v'leiv zuri hashbasa. It's a Rashi and Pesachim. The Dalam writes it, the Rambam writes it, Perek Beis, Nefes Chametz Matzah. So we ask the Beis Yoytzeh, when we do Bittul Chametz, we should make the bracha. We're making a bracha on Bedika, which is not a derabanan, make the bracha on Bittul. So the Beis says, how can you make a bracha on Bittul? Bittul is a mitzvah sheba, it's b'machshava. You don't have to be vatal b'dibur. There's one day in Iran, called to the Yeshua, you have to be mitzvah b'peh, the lashon of Bittul. But all the Gemaras don't sound that way. The Gemara says, Ashpas b'leiv, zuhi Ashpasa, b'vatal b'libo b'dayo. So if that's the case, as Beis Yosef, you don't make brachas on machshavas. So that's all the Beis Yosef said about it. Beis Yosef wasn't limiting the mitzvah tamat Torah to dibur. He was rather just saying that birchas haTorah is not going to be said unless you're literally being mitzvah b'peh. Then the Beis Yosef goes on and he says, let's say a person writes the Torah, so he says, then he thinks you have to recite a bracha. You really, you're not mamish mitzvah b'peh, literally, not because it's the ksivas kedibur tomi. There's a kivega has a suffix that whenever you have a mitzvah shebedibur, can you be yaitz a mitzvah shebedibur with ksiva? Let's say a person writes kriyashma, but doesn't say kriyashma, takes a piece of paper and a pencil, and he writes down, shema yisrael shebedibur shem echad. Is he yaitz the mitzvah of kriyashma or not? So the kivega is not sure. Because the Gemara in Gittin, the final says that when it comes to Eidos, we have a drash of Pi Avlom Pi Ksovim. The Eidim can't write down the Eidos, they have to testify Baal Peh. That's the question in the Rishon, how does the Shtar work? But another time, another place. But the Gemara says that if it didn't be Eidos, it has to be B'chsav Lo Baal Peh. So, other way, it has to be Baal Peh, not B'chsav. So, Kivega says, is that a quirk by Eidos? Is that exist because by Eidos? Or is that it did in Kol Terku? Whenever there's Mitzvah Dibor, so Dibor has to be Mamish. The pair or other ways of communicating, of expressing yourself, would also suffice. And the Beis Yosef here writes that even according to me, who says that you don't make a bracha on here with the Torah, I might if you're writing Chiddush Torah, so that would for sure be okay. Does it mean because you're doing a Maisa Ksiva? Let's say Lamashu run a computer. So a computer, we assume, is that's not called Ksiva. It's probably not called Ksiva. So I don't think the Beis Yosef needs Isis. This is not the Isis part of Avir Sugya. The Beis Yosef is just Lashita. So we say that you can't make a bracha when you're not doing something. You don't make a bracha and sitting and contemplating a Tosis. You make a bracha when either you're saying the Tosis or you're writing the Tosis or you're pressing the computer, your buttons on the Tosis. So whatever's called a Maisa is considered to be enough. And the Gra doesn't buy into this whole story. There's another important shot that Tais themselves raise in Maseches Brachas, the Sugya Birchas Torah, is that how did the halachas of Hefsek play out in terms of Birchas Torah? So here, this is touched on the same issue that just how similar are the rules of Birchas Torah to the rules that govern other Birchas HaMitzvahs. So let's say, Moshe, we spoke about this by tzitzis and by tefillin. Let's say a person makes a bracha, they put on their tzitzis, they make a bracha, they put on their tefillin, and then they take the tzitzis and tefillin off a little bit later. An hour later, they take it off, and now, 20 minutes later, they want to put it back on again. So do you make another bracha or not? So the Gemara says at the end of Masechet Sukkah that when it comes to tefillin, that if you make a bracha on tefillin, you're wearing your tefillin for now, and then you have to go to the bathroom, so you take your tefillin off, you come out of the bathroom, so the Gemara says, you have to make another bracha. So there was machlokes the Beis Yosef and the Ramah had to understand shot in that halacha. So the Beis Yosef says that you see from that Gemara that whenever you're mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah, you got to start over, you make a new bracha. And the Ramah says, no, that was unique to tefillin because you're not allowed to wear tefillin in the bathroom. So when you go to the bathroom, that's an automatic, that's an objective halachic interruption in the mitzvah. But let's say you have other mitzvahs. Let's say tzitzis. You don't have to take your tzitzis off. Let's say a guy takes the tefillin off, not because he's going to the bathroom, takes the tefillin off for 5 minutes to stop, to take a walk outside. Nothing was compelling him to take the tefillin off. So the Ramah says that it's not objectively a hefsek. If you take them off for a long period of time, so then that's for sure considered to be a hezchadas. Or let's say if you took them off and then you weren't planning to put it back on again, then you decided to put it back on again, that's for sure a hefsek. That's like sugyas b'birchas hanan, and the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim, if I make a burpee, I go off on one cup of wine, and then I decide later to have another cup of wine, I wasn't planning on having the second cup of wine. So of course there's a break. So there's a certain degree of what a person's kavana is, which creates a hezchadas in brachas. So comes the Ramon and says that the Beis Yosef's category that there's an absolute, any break whatsoever necessitates a new bracha is not correct. There is a din that an objective halachic break, like having to go to the bathroom with tefillin, that requires a new bracha. Any other mitzvah, so then you go with the regular rules. The regular rules are that as long as it wasn't such a long break, the Ramon doesn't define how long that is, it wasn't such a long break, and you had in mind when you stopped to go back, so then there wouldn't be a new bracha. Those are the rules that govern hilchos tzitzis and hilchos tefillin. So in this context, the Tosfos raises the question, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, we find a very, very strange thing. A guy recites Birchas HaTorah in the morning, he says a few psukim, runs for a few minutes, then if he's lucky after davening, maybe a Baba Sedra a little bit, maybe he'll go to Daf Yomi Shiyab, 8 o'clock the one he's done. He closes his Gemara, he gets on the train, he goes to work, works for 5 hours, he has a lunch break, so he opens up, learns a Mishnah 2, he makes a big bracha. So he later on the way home, so he listens to Tashir on his phone. Well, he makes a new bracha. He goes to night seder. So he makes a new bracha. So he asks Tosfos, how come manishtana the bracha of Birchas HaTorah from other mitzvahs, where when you have these long breaks, so you have to recite a new bracha? So what's pshat? So Tosfos suggests that there must be some kind of a difference. There must be some something unique about Birchas HaTorah. So what is it about Birchas HaTorah? So there are two reasons that are put forth. I remember what the Taisa says. One, I forgot already that. But the two reasons that are usually suggested, to be sensitive across both of them, as to manishtana Birchas HaTorah. So one suggested is that Limud HaTorah, there's never really has chadash from Limud HaTorah, because a person's always planning on going back. I mean, everyone knows, a person always going to try to chop every year. He has a few minutes here and there. So he's never really Mesiach Das from Talmud Torah. It's not like a guy takes off his tefillin for the morning. If he decides an hour later to put on tefillin, that's like a whole new thing. He wasn't a little Das, he's going to put on tefillin later. It was a different story. But tefillin, by Talmud Torah, there's never a break. Everything is always constant. Every 5 minutes, you're going to find an opportunity if you can. But Ayit Ishleimar, that not just in anticipation of the mitzvah, is there never a break? Does Taka never break? That a frum Jew is never really stopping Limud HaTorah. It may be you don't have a formal night seder right now, you're not learning your Tosfos in Bava Metzia right now, but inevitably you're being Mahar and Divrei Torah in some shape or form. Every observant Jew has Shas, comes up all the time. You don't even realize that. We just, 95% of the Shas, we just answer subconsciously, we don't even think about it. But you go to the bathroom, so you have to make an Asher Yotzar. So, Some people not wearing yarmulkes at work. So, guys, to think, so can I make a bracha without a yarmulke? With the yarmulke on, can I stand under a plant and put the plant will be my yarmulke? Everyone, I was just thinking of an example. Someone once told me that they used to stand, they used to make an Asher Yotzer in the office. They were from the generation that wear yarmulkes. So they said that whenever they had to come out and make an Asher Yotzer, there was a big plant right by the bathrooms. So they would stand under the plant and they would push the thing down. That was their makeshift yarmulke. So people always think about shalas. Like, I'm in the middle of lunch. So I'm thinking, is this kazai, is it kabeit, do I make it, do I wash, do I not, is this possible to kiss it, do I have too many cookies, is this bishalachim, can I use the coffee urn in the office? They're constantly shyless. The guys that account, is this honest, is it not honest, is it gneva, gazelis, is what, is this hashom, saved, is that, they're constant shyless that you're thinking through a mile a minute of Halavai. So there's never really a practical break in terms of Talmud Torah. So again, either you go down the first route, or say I've quoted this basically many, many times in different different Chizuk Yisairas, that a person has to go to the office and realize that he's always involved in Talmud Torah. Either because he's always involved, every 5 minutes he's going to find the opportunity for a formal Talmud Torah, or even in the moments it's not formal, still chash informal. But let's say you have a real break. Tachas, it's all cute and everything. Lemay says real break. What? He went to sleep. Guy takes a nap. Guy takes an hour and a half nap. So he's nish mahar and unless he says shazat tzadik, he's mamshchasing over the toys in his sleep. So he's not mahar and tabatayr, and he's not. It was a good hour and a half break. So what's the din? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions about this. There are many Mishnayim who say if your mamish went to sleep, ein lachav shigol lebizeh. I had to do the day. Asma, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah the minute you get up. Another Mishnah said, no, you don't have to. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Minhag HaOlam is not to. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, even though the Minhag HaOlam is not to, those who want to really have a lot of reason to rely on. Because probably most of the Mishnah hold you have to. But the Olam is like not to. That we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah. So that's why it's probably always a good idea if a person is in that habit of take naps. So any day you take a nap, when you daven Ma'ariv, you should probably chap a rein. The brach of Avas Olam, because the poskim write that the same way the Gemara says in brachas that Ava Rabba can count as a Birchas HaTorah. What's the difference between Ava Rabba and the Avas Olam? It's the same way of Am Yisrael. It's the same Kiev Am Negi Avala. It's the same basic theme of Birchas HaTorah. So even though let's say you took a nap before afternoon seder, okay, so there's no way to salvage afternoon seder if you call a rishonim, but you can at least chash salvage night seder. So when you daven Meir, if you have in mind, Oy Vamo Yisrael, you have that bracha that you have in your mind, Birchas HaTorah, and then like the Rishonim said, you have to learn right away. So as soon as Meir is over, say a pasuk. So if you say a pasuk, you have to marry as soon as you finish Manesrei, so then you were just fulfilled Avas Olam as being your secondary backup in the Torah. So now when you learn night Seder, you're learning according to Or Rishon. Afternoon Seder was on the court, they have to Rishon, but night Seder is L'chol HaDeis, because you were Yaitzei Zayin Birchas HaTorah. So there are some people who have that practice. Now, those who never heard of that practice, they're relying on the Ikar Minhag. The Minhag is that you don't really have to make a bracha for going to sleep. So the flip side of that Shaila, whether you have to make a bracha going to sleep, whether sleep is an intrinsic hefsek, so now you have the exact opposite Shaila. What if a whole day passed, a whole night passed, I said Birchas HaTorah this morning, I'm learning a whole day, I'm learning a whole night, and now tomorrow's the next day ready, and I haven't been mafsek. Shavuos night, I've been learning a mishpar, I'm learning the 24 hours. So now what? So here the sheet is flipped. So those Rishayim who said that Birchas HaTorah is a function of hefsek, even when there's a hefsek, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah out of not. So then those who shut him say, so there's no need to make a new Birchas HaTorah. The fact that it's a new day, so as well. Birchas HaTorah is a function of the mitzvah. If there was no hefsek in the mitzvah, then there's no need to recite a new bracha. And here, Rabbi Natam disagreed. Rabbi Natam said, no, the Birchas HaTorah is not really a function of hefsek. Rabbi Natam said, it's like Birchas HaShachar. Every day has a new mechayiv. So you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So even though I was learning all night, it doesn't matter. You have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. So now we're in a little bit of a pickle. So we're not sure what the answer to that question is. The guy's up all night. Should he make a new Birchas HaTorah or not? So there's a Rabbi Kiveger, who has a famous Maman of Shachar. Kiveger says that if you took a nap during the daytime and you were up all night, also, like that's usually what happens. Shavuos take a big nap in the afternoon and then you're up the whole night. But the next morning, says Rabbi Kiveger, you can make Birchas HaTorah the whole day. It's Maman of Shachar. Why? If you hold that Birchas HaTorah follows the rules of Hefsek, so you had a 3-hour Hefsek yesterday from 2 to 5. If you hold that Birchas HaTorah follows the rules of Birchas HaShachar, a new day is a new Mechayev, so it's a new day, a Losa Shachar, it's a new day. So says Rabbi Kiveger, either way you can make Birchas HaTorah. The only problem is, what could share this Maman of Shachar of Rabbi Kiveger? If you had a mind by Alpha Soilim, if you had a mind by Alpha Soilim, then you just killed the Maman of Shachar of Rabbi Kiveger. So yesh v'yesh. So usually our minig is that when you have these kinds of nights, you have Shavuos night, you have Mishmaros, so all the different opportunities that a person was learning the whole night, so we try to find somebody else to recite Birchas HaTorah for us. We're not 100% sure that you can really say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and therefore we try as best as we can to try to find somebody else to recite it for us. You have to find somebody who at least was sleeping. How long he was sleeping? Some degree, sleeping enough to be hefsek, whatever that shear is. Usually Shavuos night is not that hard. I can usually pinpoint room to room of the people at different parts. Very few people are up the entire night of Shavuos, even those people who claim they're up the entire night of Shavuos. You can usually find the rabbis. There are some Shavuos nights where I myself feel like I have chayv Birchas HaTorah l'chol hadeis because I'm sleeping as I was talking. But most people are not able to withstand the whole night, so they don't have too much of a shadow. But the minute is, we try to find one person who's able to say the entire Birchas HaTorah check. I remember one year in yeshiva, years ago, in Bacha. So we had a situation where it was the morning of Shavuos, so we couldn't find anybody. There was no one around to make a Birchas HaTorah. There was one kid who was floating around. He was a Bekashi by Mitzvah. He was by Mitzvah group a couple of weeks before. Some kid or somebody lived in the neighborhood. So he walks into the Birchas HaTorah. She's going to say Birchas HaTorah for everybody. So remember, so some people went ballistic. Well, Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. Deraisas, we don't rely on Bar Mitzvah boys. Chazak the Rav. Shavuos night is 4:45 in the morning. Like, relax, chill out. Have in mind that Baraba. We'll figure out an eight. I remember we had a whole fight broke out in Shavuos morning about using this kid for Birchas HaTorah. Anyway, whatever. Okay, I think we can see him in Birchas HaTorah. Next week, we'll try to move into Birchas HaShachar. Okay.